642, vacate a portion of Southwest Falcon Street east of Southwest Barber Boulevard, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Saltz.
Yeah. Carl, take it away.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. This ordinance is a street vacation for a small piece of Southwest Falcon Street adjacent to Barber Boulevard in Southwest Portland. The street vacation was initiated by one of the adjacent property owners, Mr. Gary Falou, who is here today. He and his family own several parcels of land adjacent to Falcon Street and Barber Boulevard. They are planning to redevelop their properties, and the street vacation of the small piece of Falcon would help facilitate their redevelopment plans. We sent out notices to the required bureaus and agencies. We did not receive any comments opposing the street vacation. PBOT and TriMet and ODOT all asked, and the petitioners agreed, to slightly reduce the area being vacated to allow for the possibility of a Southwest Corridor mass transit project that's TriMet has been working on along Barber Boulevard. Back in October of last year, we received an email from the Hillsdale Neighborhood Association expressing support for the project's overall direction. The Planning Sustainability Commission reviewed and recommended approval of the proposal back in January 9th of this year. One of the conditions is that the Bureau of Environmental Services has asked for an easement over the entire vacation area for stormwater drainage purposes. Comcast and PGE both asked for easements in the ordinance to protect their lines in the area, and those are in the ordinance. And finally, PBOT has asked for a right-of-way dedication next to the vacation area to allow space for a vehicle turnaround for what's left of Falcon Street. And we can show that on my slide here. So this is a view from 17th Avenue. This is Falcon Street. The vacation area is basically in the wooded area leading up here, going up the hill towards Barber Boulevard. Barber Boulevard goes across this way, running southwest. And so the paved portion will remain paved. The new turnaround that PBOT is asking for will go over here on the left side, the south side of Falcon Street, eventually as part of development. This is another map of this green area is the vacation area. This shows the new dedication for the turnaround. This blue area is showing the overall area that the petitioners worked with TriMet to make sure that there'll be enough space left as part of their project for the potential of the Southwest high-speed transit line that TriMet is working on. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. The petitioner is also here, and he has, I think, maybe some comments and slides also.
Very good. Commissioner Fritz, do you have a question?
In addition to the space for the light rail line, is there going to be enough room for a sidewalk?
Yes, I believe that when PBOT and TriMet and ODOT were consulting with us and the petitioner, the extra right-of-way that's being left includes all of those features
for
the road and TriMet and sidewalks and bike lane, I believe.
Very good. And if the petitioner wanted to make some brief comments, this would probably be a good time to do it. Come on up. Thank you for being here. And thank you for your patience. I know you were here this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you.
You certainly got a flavor of how council operates.
It was educational how public and private come together to make things work. I mean, I learned a lot.
Okay. So, and I believe there's some slides that the petitioner's architect sent over that Sue can help me load up, maybe.
Just to give you my background, my name is Gary Falou. I'm the petitioner. My family and I have owned the Golden Touch since 1982. My mom owns it. Then we've added more land around it. I've added land. My brother's added land. We have four parcels there. And the Falcon Street, as Carl pointed out, and I want to thank Carl and Dee. They've been amazing to work with over the past 4 years. We started this when the Barber Concept Plan came into effect in 2013 in April. And I looked at the concept plan, and my brother Bill, who's here, pointed out that our corner there, 19th and Barber, was what they planned was a multifamily building. So we took that and we grew it to this concept. So if Carl can go through these slides. If you look at the first slide, the blue area is what we worked with the city since 2014 to do the sidewalk and the bicycle paths. There's about 6 miles on Barber that has no bicycle path. We will do that in front of our frontage, and that's the goal of this and the sidewalk. Then we got great hints from TriMet when we started this that light rail is going to run from OHSU to Bridgeport. So they wanted us to design this to fit the future planning of the city. So if you look at the pink, that's where the platform, if the 2020 bond passes, is going to lie for the light rail as it travels down Barber and towards Bridgeport. However, we also have, if it doesn't happen, we also have given land in front of our building and project for TriMet to have a bus stop there, which they requested. So we planned for 2021 and 2026, depending if light rail happens or if they choose to go down a different path, we'll still have a TriMet stop in front. There'll be five buildings there. As you see, the yellow area that Carl's pointing to, that's the area of the partial street vacation. That's an important area for us. That's where we're building C, and we'll go to building C will be, and that will be partitioned amongst three properties that we own.
So just as a clarification before you move off that then, so the environmental services easement isn't over the whole part of the property?
For immediately following the street vacation, BES's easement will be over the entire street vacation area. As part of their development, they're planning to put in a new storm drain pipe through the street vacation area. And at that time, we've talked to BES about that the easement would be replaced with a new, smaller easement.
I see. Thank you.
Could you, with that slide up, can you just, for those of us who don't live close to this block, Building A is now a grocery store?
Nice. Building A is a restaurant.
It's a restaurant, excuse
me. It's the Golden Touch.
Okay.
Yes.
And what else is on this site?
The other building. So if you go down towards, go to the next slide.
Yeah, sure.
I think the next slide is good. So this is what it's going to be developed into. So you see across the street, there's the Safeway that was built in 2014.
Safeway's over here.
I see.
It's up in the top corner. So building A is where the Golden Touch
is.
Right. And then building C, the long broad building, if you look at the base of it, that is where the Falcon Street partial vacation will occur. Then building D is an apartment building which is held by an LLC that I own, 16 apartments. And building E is commercial property, three buildings that we own. No one's occupying the buildings in Building E.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
You're welcome.
So this will be commercial and residential?
Exactly. It'll be commercial. Yeah. If we go to the next slides, we can run through that. So as you can see, the next slide is the overview with how close this is to I-5 and Barber Boulevard. We had to work very closely with ODOT and PBOT because ODOT runs Barber and it runs the highway, and then PBOT runs the streets by it, plus BES with the stormwater pipe, and TriMet, which wants to run light rail. So we kind of brought, since 2014, we kind of brought what the public entities wanted with what our private land holdings. So we designed this to fit the neighborhood. So we'll have I-5, which is, this is the section of I-5 between Terwilliger and the Multnomah exit. So if you're going down south towards Salem, this is the first kind of exit off there. And as you can see, the Falcon Street vacation will occur between buildings E and D, but that will remain city property. We will just do the Falcon Street vacated up towards Barber underneath building C.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
And then if you go to the next slide, our lead commercial is going to be Natural Grocers. They will take the corner of Barber and 19th. They've signed a lease for 15,000 square feet. We have 20,000 square more feet in the development that we have not leased yet.
With parking underneath?
Pardon me?
The parking is underneath?
401 stalls underneath. So it will be the entrance of the parking. There'll be three different entrance sites, one off Barber, very, very close to where the vacation will be, then one off Multnomah, and then another through the Falcon Street. We designed this so we can have both commercial and the housing units. So we'll have, if you go to the next street view, this is the street view from Barber and 17th as we're looking towards Tigard, towards Southwest. So that's what it will look like. You see the sidewalk and then the bike path. And then if light rail comes through, it'll be right in front of the platform. We'll be right in the middle, and we've made room for that.
My eyes aren't good enough to pick up your architects. Who's M.A.?
Well, it's a long story, but we grew up in Portland, but my very close friend, who also grew up in Portland, now lives in Prague, Mark Vidra. And Mark and I have brought this together and designed this with an architect from Prague, who's an American, but we wanted to give it kind of a European feel.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
It has
a European
feel. Exactly. I'm Greek. I was born in Greece, and my family's Greek, and grew up in the restaurant. So we decided to do a little European feel because we're going to put a plaza there in the middle. And the reason we're doing the plaza is because we're trying to figure out what will fit for 2021 and then 2026 when light rail goes through. We're assuming light rail will go through. Regardless if it goes through or not, I think this is the centerpiece of the Southwest Corridor.
It's great.
This is a great community, and that's why we designed it this way.
And is that as tall as you're allowed to go?
Yes. Yes, as tall as we were allowed to go. We went back and forth, and this is as tall as we're allowed to go.
And are you using inclusionary housing?
We don't have to.
You're building to the code?
We're building to the code, yep.
It's great. It's living in that neighborhood. It's really a dramatic improvement.
Thank you.
And I'm just a frequent patron of the Golden Touch as well.
Exactly. Well, I think my mom, as you know, she you probably know her.
Yes.
Yes.
Does Dan get free discounted food at this restaurant? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. So that's the goal, and that's why it's important for the partial street vacation. And so if you go to the last the project info, the residential is going to be 276,000 square feet, the commercial 35,000 square feet. The parking is 173,000 square feet. The total project size is 485,000 square feet. It's about 1.85 acres that we will build on. And the residential units are 281 units, and parking stalls 404 underground.
Is there parking for the residential units?
And the commercial, both.
So that 404 is for both?
It's total, yeah.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
We had two other people sign up. I believe it's Bill Gary Fallow and Dave Mingus.
Very good. Thank you, John.
I'm piggybacking on my brother. So he basically said everything that we were hoping to say.
Could you introduce yourself?
Oh, my name is Bill Garifello. I'm Gary's brother.
Thank you.
I'm one of the partial owners of one of the areas that's going to be added to the development. This project, the concept, has been seen from as far back as 1999 when they had the Barber Streetscape Plan, where all the city officials and the neighborhoods came together and thought of creating a kind of a interaction between public transit and the local community. It proceeded on to the Southwest Corridor in 2013. I was a member of that as well, making sure that the local communities, Multnomah and Hillsdale neighborhoods, looked at this mixed use as a great opportunity to put public and private work and input along with a transit system that is publicly subsidized. So this has been a kind of a dream of our family going back quite a while. And the vacation is essentially a location that's a cliff, 60 degree grade. And it will enable what is now, there's 16 units of apartment complexes in this thing, and it'll go up to over 200 with an additional 20,000 commercial space. So as we're viewing this as a transit corridor for the future in 2025, with the light rail possibly going through, or rapid transit systems with rapid higher frequency of buses going through, we are in line with what the community has envisioned, making sure we increase density again along public transit corridors, and not only using it as a transit corridor, but also as a commerce corridor.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really glad your family held on to the property. I mean, yes. You're developing it as opposed to
And Mr. Stoltzman, I remember
else.
My dad, because you used to come to our restaurant, right. My dad would say, this politician supports businesses. I remember you always would say that to us. So I remember you when I was a smaller kid growing up in that area.
I'm glad it's still in your family.
Thank you. All right, does that complete public testimony?
If Mr. Mingus is not present...
Good afternoon,
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Dave Mingus. I'm the Senior Construction Manager for Comcast in Oregon and Southwest Washington, and I'm here to speak on behalf of Comcast on the request to vacate a portion of this easement. As it currently stands, we are opposed to vacating any of our easement or any of the rights associated with it. We have not seen everything with this proposal. I think there's more discovery that needs to happen. We have a major hub in this area, a transport hub, and we have facilities that run through there that impact quite a bit of Portland.
So we heard that your easement is going to be honored. Is that not the case?
We're opposing any vacation of any easement if we're required to vacate any of our easement or any rights that are associated with it.
But if you're not, then you're okay with it.
We are not okay with it at this point.
So yeah, so the ordinance language will include an easement in for a Comcast favor. They have several conduits in the vacation area, and so the ordinance would put an easement in Comcast's favor to protect those conduits, so that any development that the petitioners were going to do would have to happen outside of those easements, or they would have to work with Comcast to modify those easements.
So could I get a clarification? And what is the basis of the opposition given that caveat?
We don't know the impact on that easement in our facilities, and it's a major transport hub for the city of Portland. I can't talk about the specifics of what that transports, but it has significant implications to the city of Portland and our services going into Portland.
So let me read you what it says in the ordinance, and then you can perhaps explain why you're concerned.
Okay.
In accordance with ORS 271.120 and city policy, this ordinance shall not cause or require the removal or abandonment of any sewer, water, or gas main, conduit of any kind, wire, pole, or thing used or intended to be used for any public service, included but not limited to those identified by Comcast and PGE. Subject to paragraph B7, this ordinance will reserve an easement for the owner of such utility or thing to maintain, continue, repair, reconstruct, renew, replace, rebuild, and or enlarge any and all such things. No building or structure of any kind shall be built or erected within 10 feet of the center line of such easement. And it goes on.
Yeah, I think some of our concerns is that being a major hub facility is parking for our vehicles to access that facility and maintain that facility. We just are asking for some further discovery and discussions with the developers to make sure that nothing's going to be impacted,
sir,
and that we're not going to be giving up any rights in that easement.
Sir, we are often accused of elevating process over substance. This street petition, this petition to vacate the street, was filed in February of 2015. It's now 3.5 years later. Can you explain to us why Comcast hasn't been able to resolve this issue in the intervening 3.5 years?
I cannot, sir. This is the first I've heard of this proposal, and I've been in the construction department for the last 2 years.
You're saying that the Comcast didn't get notice of this? Because that's under.
I can tell you that as a senior manager of construction, I am not aware of this proposal in the last 2 years that I've been in the construction department at Comcast.
So if we're talking about an easement that affects Comcast, I assume we've given notice?
Yeah, we sent notice, I believe, because the project changed, we sent notice to Comcast and other utilities on two different occasions, and we received responses from Comcast on two different occasions, asking for the easement for their conduits. And so most recently I was speaking with or trading emails and phone calls with two other Comcast folks locally, I think Kevin Arnold and Paul Stellmarker.
And as long as there's no issue, as long as the provision provides us the easement that we need and we're not going to have to move facilities and it doesn't take away any rights, we're not opposed to that.
May I just fill you in?
Yeah,
we've
sure.
been working with Comcast since 2015. We've met with Steve Daring, Paul Stellmarker, Scott Livingstone. We've had multiple meetings with them. Mr. Mingus has never been in any of those meetings, has never shown up, or has never contradicted anything we've ever put out. This is the first time we've ever seen Mr. Mingus. We have negotiated with him, and the plan is that we're going to follow the street vacation as Carl has set up. Mr. Mingus chose to show up today. We've had multiple meetings at the Tigard facility with multiple people. Paul Stellmarker, Steve Daring, and Scott Livingstone, we've run this by them. They've actually proposed at our last meeting that they will take their fiber off of the Falcon Street because it will make it easier for them to run it down Multnomah and run it down Barber eventually. So we've had these talks.
That's a true statement. That's a forced relocate for us.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So they've consented to this. We would not be here if they did not consent to this.
Mayor, can I make a suggestion?
Commissioner
Fish.
Yeah,
I met with Mr. Stellmacher this morning, and he had concerns about the easement, that the facilities were going to be protected, and that was our only concern, is that we have protection of that easement and that we're not giving up any rights in that easement in this. And
my read of the ordinance is you're well protected.
Then we are fine with it at that point as long as we have those protections.
Admonished us at about advice. 2:00 to try to keep these matters brief because we're backed up. This is a first reading of an ordinance. May I just suggest to our friends at Comcast that if based on the representations that you've heard today,
yes,
and the documents that have filed, if you continue to have an objection, would you please have a letter to the PBOT commissioner and to the mayor by no later than Monday?
Absolutely.
Stating explicitly the basis of your objection. And if that's not received, I think the council will assume that you no longer have an objection because we will be voting on this next Wednesday.
Fair enough.
That's
very
okay
good. Anything else, colleagues? Any further questions? Commissioner Fritz.
I'd actually like to amend that, so send it to all five of us and just tell us you are opposed or you're not opposed.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing now, I'm not opposed to it. We have the protections that we need. We're not giving up any rights of the easement, and we're good to move forward.
Thank you.
Very good. So this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.